Well, we are back, huh? We're back at the the Nine Club, everybody. God damn. Let me do that over again. Well, we are back, huh? We're back at the Nine Club, everybody. Today we got a special guest. Ernie, what?
I was waiting for that.
Ernie Torres is here.
How you guys doing?
We're great, man. How are you?
Fantastic. Sensational.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Never heard somebody come on the show and say they're sensational,
well,
but
one of a kind.
You are one of a kind. Yeah. This is going to be a fun-filled, laughing-all-the-time show, I feel like.
You got a lot of pressure on me right there.
No. We've all known each other for... Well, yeah, actually, you don't know Kelly that well, right? You know Kelly a little bit, but...
Me and Kelly are like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Oh, you give each other a nod.
Yeah.
We dap each other up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We got a mutual friends that we're... Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah,
that always helps.
Yeah, I mean, me and you know each other really well. Audio days...
I've given you haircuts.
That's true. That's true. Never ripped my sleeve, though. I think you were a little, you didn't want to do that to me.
Yeah.
No, you would do it to everybody else.
Did he go for the neck, though?
No. He knew I would punch him in the nose.
Yeah. Something about Chris. He just had this vibe like, leave Chris alone.
Leave me alone. Yeah. Right.
He's like almost like serial killer vibe to
him. Oh, no. Whoa. I don't know about that.
A little bit. You guys can see it.
He's still got that vibe.
I totally see that.
But, and you know Raj, too. I mean,
I sure do.
Audio days and everything. Yep. He's changed, though, since we started this show. He's a little different now. Yeah.
He's ripped from all the Venmo stuff, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's a strike, Kelly. You can't mention that on the show. Three strikes, you're out, huh? He already shamelessly plugs it on his Instagram. Huh? He's taking donations away from the Nine Club, putting it in his own pocket, huh? Look at that. No, but seriously, dude, thank you so much for coming by, Ernie.
Yeah,
you're the man.
Thanks for having me.
Dude, this is going to be fun, man.
Think so.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Fucking dog. What's your dog's name?
Prince.
Prince.
Yeah.
Well, on the phone, you called him Princess, though.
Absolutely what was that? Not. That was
that you?
Yeah.
I heard you say Princess.
He'll make a cameo or something.
Oh, he will? Okay. We'll bring him up. Yeah. I love his face. Looks like a cartoon character, like you said.
Alien.
Yeah. Looks just like Ernie.
Looks just like, you know what they say? Yeah.
What do they say?
Yeah, the owners look like their dogs.
Yeah. They do say that.
Yeah.
But you can't listen to they all the time.
They.
Right? Okay.
Okay. Well, let's get into this, Ernie.
Already stumped him a little.
You know, Kansas City.
Love that place.
You're from there?
No.
Oklahoma.
No.
I'm from Oklahoma.
Why do you claim Kansas City all the time?
Don't paint me with that brush.
No.
I rep Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma. Like, that's the place that raised me. But then when I was really young, like 17, moved to Kansas City.
Okay.
So kind of grew into a young man in KC.
Oh, yeah. But then, people just associate you with Kansas City.
Though. Yeah. I mean, I visit Kansas City more because there's a lot more to skate and a lot more friends that skate.
Yeah.
A lot more ladies out there.
Oh,
you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, I love Oklahoma and the ladies in Oklahoma, but it's a little smaller. Kansas is like two states.
Well, how far is Oklahoma?
Kansas, Missouri. Yeah.
How far is Oklahoma from Kansas?
4 hours.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah, from where? Yeah.
But I could see that. It's like saying like, oh, somebody's like, oh, you're from San Francisco. No, I'm from LA.
Yeah.
You kind of grew up with Malto as well.
Yeah.
You know, little kid out there doing his thing.
Yeah.
Green helmet.
Army green helmet. He was always so good.
Yeah.
Like, he was never like, he's going to be like, no, he was just always good.
Really?
I mean, I feel like, and I think a lot of people in KC feel like, Dan Askew one of the main, or one of the owners of Escapist, he called it out. Like, when he was a kid, he's like, you need to be on Girl. Like, you're going to be the next dude on Girl. And
really?
And I remember like, no offense to Girl, because I love Girl, you know, but I remember telling Sean like, dude, I think they keep a lot of dudes on Flow over there for like a program. I was like,
right.
I don't know, you know, and then next thing you know, he goes on a trip, and next thing you know, he's like, gets the ad. It's like, I was like, damn, like, you are special. So, do your thing, Sean.
Was there any competitiveness between you two? I mean, Malto, Green Helmet, you.
Well, no, he's like younger than me, you know, like.
Well, about a couple years, maybe, right?
Like three or four years.
I feel like you came out a lot earlier.
Of course you did. Bit. Yeah,
like
you did.
We actually like taught each other tricks, kind of like.
Oh, really?
Cause even though we had an age gap, he taught me how to do like frontside nose grind pop outs on ledges.
Oh.
He could do those first, and then.
Okay.
I don't know what I tell him. Probably frontside
flips.
No.
How to drink beer,
dude? Yes, actually.
Did you really?
I mean,
you corrupted him.
Uh oh.
I mean, he was older than I did when I started, so I was like, you know, but he definitely got drunk for his first time at my apartment, and then he was just having the time of his life.
Really?
You know, yeah, he was just so happy and like, oh, I love my friends, this is so awesome. And I was like, yes. And then I obviously took advantage of that, being me. And then on my voicemail, I'd had him like, dude, just talk. And then he was just like going off like that on my voicemail, and then people would call me like the next couple of days. This went on for about a week. People would call me. I'm like, oh, damn, he's calling me. What's up? And he's all, oh, I was just trying to hear that voicemail. Can you just like, no, can I call back? And you just hit nine? I was all, damn. I was like, yeah, go ahead. Hey, happened a few times.
But what then, was it? Just him rambling and just whatever?
Just being happy.
Yeah.
Just like the solid person that he is, like at a young age, just like came out like with a little bit of alcohol and just even brighter, right. You know? And it was like awesome and innocent. But then I think he got embarrassed of it, and like, dude, after a week or two, he's like, dude, can you like take that down now? Like, people are like calling me to get your number to like try right, to, you know, like, right. It was like that. And I was like, yeah, no problem. But I kind of wish I had that recorded, saved somewhere.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, when it's on voicemail, you delete the voicemail.
For like, sure.
That's gone. And this is before iPhone. This is like an AT&T singular phone or some shit. Yeah.
Right.
That's not. Do you remember what he said?
Dude, it was like 30 seconds of like him like spouting gold. And I want to be like, I love my friends, and dude, this is so awesome. Like, I want this feeling to last, like something along those lines. I don't know verbatim, but like, it was so cool. That's amazing.
Let's roast Malto some more, because he doesn't. Well, let's roast him.
You first, because
well, listen, that's fucking guy.
You know, he works out now, so he's like,
no, he doesn't. Does he? I'll still take him.
I think he's got some guns.
I'll still take him. He's too nice to fight.
You too. What
are you? That's true. I'm too lazy to fight.
You'd have a meaner stare down.
Yeah, I could stare down.
Yeah, you have like a vicious stare down.
I could intimidate Malto.
Mm.
Yeah, the serial killer, like Yuki said. Yeah.
No, not to me. It doesn't work on me. Maybe Sean.
And Kelly.
Yeah. It scares the shit out of me, dude.
Yeah. And your dog, Princess, over here.
All right, so.
Oh, well, let's get into Ernie Torres. You know, enough of this Malto.
You guys got a minute?
Enough of this Malto. Yeah, we got plenty of time, all right, dude. I hope you cleared your schedule tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, because I noticed you brought your infamous quote book. We'll get into that a little later.
Some gold in there.
Oh, my God. On all the tours, you would have this quote book, and you would write quotes down that you heard along the way, people say.
I did.
Yeah.
Stuff that I thought was funny.
Right.
Maybe not everybody would think it's funny, but I did.
You read a couple out of there before the show. It was pretty fucking funny. But we'll get into the quote book in a little bit. But, I mean, growing up in Kansas City, you said you moved to, I mean, I'm sorry, Oklahoma. You moved to Kansas City at 17?
Yeah.
And you were already skating full blown by then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I started when I was 15.
Yeah. I started when I was 13. Maybe 12, 13, yeah.
Okay. And you were sponsored by that time, or what
I was Flow for real at this time. Actually, well, I was Flow for Crooked first.
Really?
Right. Yeah. And Bobby Warris was Flow for real, and then I went on a real trip, and he went on a Crooked trip. It was so weird. And then I think they wanted to shift it like that, and then I just like vibed with the real dudes, and they're just like, "Oh, you're gonna ride for real." And I was like, "No problem."
Really? Yeah, right.
That's cool.
But that was like Flow. It was like, you're gonna be Flow for real.
Okay.
I didn't get the, you know, you're on until like a couple years later.
Okay, right. But that's amazing though. You've been on real this whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Never swapped companies or anything.
Well.
Oh.
No.
No.
I didn't.
I thought about it.
I was going to tell you about Peter Raymondetta. Me and him would go to Houston when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
His dad would drive us from, you know, to Houston from Oklahoma, and then we'd skate contests. We'd skate Southside. Mm-hmm. Pretty much only Southside, but like sometimes I'd have a couple random other park contests, and then we met Darrell, but back then he was Daryl. You know, that's how he introduced himself to us. But
I wonder when he switched it. But
oh no, yeah. I don't remember that. But
when he started like talking to girls.
Well, I remember Raj was Rajay, and then he switched it to Raj.
No, but that was sick. But and when we would go to Houston, Big O Eric Vicenton, he would who he runs Southside.
Okay,
he started his own local brand called Instrumental, but. I was never on the team, but he would flow me a couple boards on Pete's package, Pete's deal.
Oh.
So I've been riding Pete's coattails.
Really?
So I just wanted to shout out Big O.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
But then you obviously got on real.
I did.
You were on Flow for a couple years, you said?
Maybe like a year.
Now, when you're on Flow for real,
yeah,
are you dealing with Jim Thebeau, or are you dealing with like another
kind of, sort of, but I was dealing with Jason Ferris. He was like, okay. He was like an extended parent when I was that young, you know, because when I moved from Oklahoma to KC, big shout out to the Chalene family too, because when I moved, I didn't have a place, you know, so they had this big house called the Mansion. Oh. It was like a 3-story house. And then Tim, the dad, I got a big shout out to him. He let me stay there,
oh, wow.
You know, and just like reap the benefits of going skating and filming with Aaron Chalene and his brother Max, and just let the whole KC crew, and then just filming with him a bunch. I was just like, kind of like, you know, when you're young and hungry and a kid, you're like, you're just kind of rifling off like, hey, here's my footage. And then a month later, here, I'm still skating. You just want you to know. And then I remember getting like, I didn't have a phone at that time. And Deluxe would call the Chalene house, the Mansion, and leave voicemails like on their home phone.
And this is like a family's home.
Yes.
This is
a really nice family's home.
Okay.
Yes.
Did it have the giant bowl of candy corn still then?
Giant bowls of everything probably. Over there. Yeah.
I going there and just a giant bowl of candy corn. I was like in heaven.
Yeah. Oh, you know the house.
Yeah.
No, okay.
No. Yeah. But and then I would call back Jason. I'd be like, hello. And then he'd be like, hey, we want to send you boards. And then because when I moved, I was getting boards from them, but then I got like the big time team manager, like, hey, we want to send you packages, like big packages. And I was like, damn, okay. And then it kind of just snowballed from there. And then going on my first trip with them, you know, like, well, my first trip with them was them flying me to San Francisco and skating. And it was like me, Abdias Rivera, Nick Dompierre, and Anthony Shetler.
Okay.
So it was like,
heavy crew.
Just us flying out, meeting everybody at Deluxe. So that was kind of like really nerve-wracking. And like, I was like, oh man, I'm like here. That's the warehouse where my boards come from. And then this is the staff, like, you know, everybody working there. It was like a little intimidating being like a little 18-year-old kid, you know? And then,
did you not want to kook it? You're like, I keep your mouth shut or
kind of,
totally, a little bit. Yeah.
Totally. It's like intimidating, man.
For sure.
You know? And then it's like, but they were all treating me like family, like they've known me for years. Like, it just clicked. Like, and I'm not saying it clicked for everybody like that, because like, I remember people were like, kind of like, you know, stuff got weird on the skate session sometimes. Like people, I'm not going to say who, people were like, I call this trick.
Oh.
And then, and I was like, I never skated like that.
Busting claims.
Yeah. And I'm like, huh. This is weird. And I remember looking at Gabe, and Gabe looked at me kind of like, this guy.
You know,
but I remember being like, you can have the spot. I'm not even going to skate, bro. Like, you know, and then...
pulled a Sumner.
It was kind of like that, dude. And, so it didn't work out, unfortunately, for that person.
Okay. Who was it?
I don't want to say
just whispered in the mic. Nobody will hear you.
Let's just say it was a big posse, and then... It was,
okay.
You know, I don't want to throw anybody in the face like that. But,
I'm kidding.
But yeah, so... just going out there skating with the dudes, and it was like heaven, dude. Like San Francisco.
First time out there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, it was my second time out there. I went on a trip with Aaron Chalene one time
there. Okay.
Yeah, but then that was just small. And then going out there and going to their spots, you know, like the locals and...
with Gabe taking around?
Yes.
Yeah. With the dudes.
Yeah.
It was Raymond Detta was already on the team at that point?
Yes.
So he was kind of backing you probably...
Yeah, for sure.
Giving you some...
Yeah, giving like, so I didn't want to let him down, so I was just out there, like, trying to go crazy.
Probably gassed him up.
Sorry to interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Raj, you didn't put my Switch Flip Manny on loop, man. It's been still the whole time.
I did hit play.
Oh, my God.
What a shame.
First time on the show, Ernie.
Okay.
This is all going downhill, man.
I've seen you in person do some Switch Flip Manny.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
I wasn't there for that one, but I've seen
it. I usually just let you do it.
Sorry, I had to stop the show for that. But go ahead, Ernie. What were you saying?
Dude, my train of thought. It's just...
No, but you were saying like...
skating with the big dog and Raymond Detta. Yeah, like it was like kind of seamless, it seemed like, when I was out there. Like,
clicked. Everybody clicked.
Frank Gerber was like, you know, like just welcome me with open arms, because Pete lived at the Newell. So you got Frank backing you. You got the whole city backing you pretty much.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So you went out there for that trip, clicked with everybody. So obviously you went back home and everybody was like hyped on you.
I didn't click with everybody.
Oh.
I had a little bit of hazing.
Did you?
Yeah. It was at first like fun, love and hazing from Nate Jones.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. Yeah. I just remember being like, man, this guy does not fuck with me at all. You know, I'm trying everything, you know, like, I probably bought him a cup of coffee and, you know, like, didn't help.
Right.
You know?
You think but, it was kind of like little brother?
No, like, not little brother, but more like new guy.
New guy? Okay. Yeah.
Push me out?
Who knows? I my brain wasn't thinking like that back then. I was just like, they got me a ticket to fly here to skateboard and meet everybody. And that's what my job was.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was doing that, but he was like a little nag, like, you know, like messing, trying to throw me off my job.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and, and I was, like I said, I was like 18 years old and I didn't know how to take it. And yeah, he hazed me a lot in like a week's term. And I love Nate. Like, to this day, like, I love that dude. I've seen him after, and, like, you know, we kind of just, like, you know, shoot the shit and, like, have beers. But at the time, like, he hazed me to where, one time he made me cry.
Yeah, right.
What? Yeah. I was like, but he got me drunk first. He's like, okay. He was like, I bet you can't drink 6 beers in 30 minutes.
Oh,
and I was like, yes, I can.
Oh,
you know, like, watch, it's just liquid. You know, I can drink 6 sodas and, you know, like.
Sure.
Yeah. And then I remember by, like, beer 5. 20 minutes, you're drunk, dude. You're like drunk, you know? And I remember he was just kind of, after I was drunk, we were in the van, and I remember being like, dude, I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. You know, it was like during the day. Like, I don't think we were like on a mission, but it was like, we were out maybe like whatever for somebody else, you know? And then I remember, you know, when you're like, you're kind of vulnerable when you're really young and you're drunk, unnoticedly drunk, you know, and I remember him roasting me in that stage. And I remember I was like, I didn't let anybody see it, but I was definitely like, tears were like, you know, like going like, I don't know how to take this, you know? And at this point, don't get me wrong, I've been roasted my whole life, you know, but never like from someone that I had respect for.
Okay.
And like at his stage and drunk.
Right.
You know? If someone was like, one of my friends was trying to roast me drunk, I would just laugh it off because they don't know how to cut deep, you know, at your age.
Sure.
But he's a little older and he kind of knew how to cut, but whatever. Like I love Nate.
Right.
But
right.
It was like, but it got to a point, I think that day, where Frank called him out. Like, hey, stop fucking with Ernie.
Oh,
and okay. Nate was all kind of like record scratch, like looked at Frank like, are you really telling me to like stop? Like, and then Frank was like, yeah, you're kind of going crazy, you know?
Oh, wow.
Like, and maybe not those words, but he, like, let him know, like, stop. And from that point on,
it was
Nate stopped.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it took me crying. I don't know if Frank saw that or not, but I wasn't like I was bawling. I was just, like, kind of like, you know, when you're furious and tears come out? It was kind of like that, except being roasted.
Right.
You know, and like.
And you probably felt like you couldn't do anything back because here you're the young guy. You can't.
Absolutely.
Go,
yeah.
You can't go into him now.
Yeah.
You know? Do you remember what he said to you?
No.
Rip your sleeve?
No, I don't remember what he said. I just remember it cutting like, well, this is kind of weird coming from him. I remember it was kind of like, this is awkward.
Well, he's such like, in his skating, it looks like he's such a chill dude.
He is.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah,
he really is a chill dude, but he's really good at talking shit.
Oh,
like,
oh,
you can't live at the Newell and not, you know, be like that.
Yeah.
Because you're a funny guy. You roast people. We go back and forth, you and me too. Like, it's fun. You know what I mean? Like, you have a pretty good sense of humor. So,
I would like
for that to
so.
Affect you.
He probably taught you all those guys that haze you so much that you kind of picked it up.
Have you seen me? You have to have a good sense of humor. You know? Like,
come on
I'm just kidding. No. So just play the pity card.
Oh, jeez. This episode is brought to us by AG1. It is very important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I have been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands out there, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. It's also researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. I know that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard, guess what, typically only tested for 10. That's why the 9 Club has partnered with AG1 for so long, because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/9club. All you got to do in your URL, type drinkag1.com/9club at checkout. Go give it a try.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So, but you got out of, you got...
They liked me in SF.
They liked you.
Yeah, so... I went back to KC, like, it was 99% awesome.
99, you know? That 1% yeah, yeah, though. Yeah.
No, but I learned a lot, actually, like, maybe unknowingly from that.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
Like, I've had my moments with, like, new dudes on the team, but I always have been, like, open arms. Like, you ask anybody that's, like, been on the real team, like, it's always, like, open arms, you know, like, for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I've seen my teammates roast, and maybe I've been, like, the whole, like, hey, dude, like,
chill,
settle down.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, you know,
it's so funny.
I remember Jake Donnelly definitely made Alex Middleton cry.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but no Jake way. At this point, Jake was becoming a young man and didn't know he had like crazy strength. And he definitely body slammed Alex Middleton onto a hotel bed. And Alex, sorry Alex, but Alex started crying. But Alex was like 9 years old at this point. I don't know how old he was. Like,
right.
You know,
right.
But I remember like Alex is like. Like first trips were he was rooming with me because I think I was the nicest to him and like you know and I'll never forget one morning he woke me up like 8 a.m. he's like Ernie I was like what the like what eight in the morning what and he's all Eddie turn the shower on in the hotel room right. I'm like I gotta be this dude's dad right now like,
oh my
just
God.
Getting up all like grumpy like oh my gosh like drinking last night I'm definitely still drunk I was like this is how and you know like
yeah
no but it was funny I'll never forget that
well moment. You know I don't want to throw this I don't want to throw Daniel under the bus but you made Daniel Espinosa cry on an audio
I didn't know that
you did yeah I mean he wasn't bawling he was just hurt you know because you would always
this is alleged by the way everybody
no this is fact this is fact every day You had this technique where you would come up to somebody with a t-shirt on and you would grab the grab the sleeve of the shirt and rip it and rip the whole sleeve off.
Yeah.
Like first try. You had it down.
Or go for your neck.
Yeah, dude. Watching wrestling growing up.
Seriously. Yeah. So I think you were ripping Daniel's sleeve like every day. Every
you know
day.
Why?
And then he I guess he had like his favorite shirt.
No.
He had his favorite
false
t-shirt. And you ripped it. And I think it was like the last straw. I think he was just like, dude, like, come on, bro. Like, he's running out of shirts. Like, he's just, you know, you made him cry.
I sure wish he was here.
He was a little kid.
But,
he was a little kid back then.
For one,
too.
Let me clear my name a little bit.
Go ahead.
I was a little rowdy, like, 21-year-old right then. And then, but you go on trips, everybody gets shirts that they skate in for a second and then just throw it down.
For sure.
Oh, I was like ripping those shirts. I wasn't like ripping like people's, like,
No, he had his favorite
Louis
shirt.
V
he
shirt. Was, you know,
yeah. Yeah, what audience?
Yeah. These are just like little, you know, whatever. I shouldn't have done that, and I definitely regret doing that.
No, but dude, it's all in good fun.
It was
fun,
funny
though.
Then,
dude. It's hilarious.
It was like growing up, you know,
hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, dude, you have to do something to pass the time on those goddamn tours, you know, Raj?
Yeah, you played Guitar Hero.
City to city. Oh yeah, it was a huge.
Oh my God,
Guitar
Chris.
Hero. Yeah.
Oh my God! Remember when you would have the sweatband, and then you would play, and then mimic.
I wiped the sweat with the sweat. Well, listen, we had a tour bus.
Yeah.
And they had Guitar Hero in there.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Who was driving?
An RV.
Who was driving?
Cause Mario.
Mario would make me turn it off. I was pissed at Mario for a little while.
I don't know.
Because I wanted
to
play. We're driving 6 hours. Yeah. I wanted to play Guitar Hero. Click. I was good, though. I was playing Expert.
Like I said, this is all alleged. Damn. Alleged.
Just kidding. Yeah. No, this is fact.
Okay.
It's just going. And then, yeah, I'd like. The sweat. It was all in good
Wait,
fun.
You guys
it was
all three were on the same tour together?
Oh, yeah.
For
yeah,
years.
We would go audio.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
Come on, Kelly.
Yeah.
I know, but I didn't know,
dude,
but like...
Nick Dompierre. I mean, the whole squad.
He was on
I mean,
fire then.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I called him front cover, back cover Nick, because in one magazine he'd had that, and I was like, that time... He was like ruler.
He should have got silly that one year.
Didn't he back? He back nose wanted that Hubba down in Carlsbad. Was that a cover? Right.
That was a cover.
Was that a DC yet?
Skateboard Mag cover.
Yeah, I mean, just fun times, dude. Audio
great time.
Days, man.
Roger pointing the camera.
Yeah,
you guys were over that
shooting. When I'd be like, "Hey, you want to film?" And you'd be like, shoot it, you mean? I'll shoot it. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, yes, let's shoot this.
Rob gets very technical when it comes to these terms. But yeah, man, we had a good time, dude. Audio was great.
Yeah,
great,
fun, dude. Great some of the best memories.
Seriously,
yeah. Some hectic memories too.
Oh,
Do we all remember?
Oh, in the parking lot.
Tell the story, Chris.
You want me to tell it?
I want to hear your perspective.
Well, in the van.
Oh my God! Do you remember why it happened at the beginning?
I don't know.
We were bowling.
This is. We're talking about Ed Salego.
Yes, we are.
And he's a big dude. Big dude. We all love Ed Salego.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love
death,
Ed.
To yeah. death. But you and him went at it in the van. And as soon as we pulled up to the hotel, it exited the van and went into the parking lot. And it was getting heavy.
Versus Ed Salego.
Dude, he would kill.
You don't remember this? I think this was in like Chicago or something.
Uh-huh. I think I was there for that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Maybe you were at the hotel because we all went out, like you said, bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And we were driving back, and you were messing with him or something.
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
You ripped his sleeve.
Shit. No.
It's a beast.
We were bowling. Yeah. We were bowling, and I think he had a few drinks. I think we all did.
Sure.
And he put Kenny in a chokehold.
Okay.
And shit got really awkward with that. And Kenny kind of snapped, like, yo, that was fucked up. Like, don't do that, you know? Okay. And then, I called him out too because I was like, that was whack, you know, or some shit. And then he was like, didn't want to hear it from me.
Right.
Anybody else probably would have been okay. But I remember we got in the van and I sat shotgun and he jumped and started like pulling my hair, like beast mode, pulling my hair.
Right.
And I was like, and then he kind of tried to jump into shotgun with me, but he fell into the footing where you put your
middle,
feet.
Yeah.
Where I put my feet.
Oh, he jumped.
He fell into there, like that. Chest first.
Right.
And I opened the door and I remember seeing opportunities, his face. Uh-huh. And I just punched him in the nose. And I remember like, this is probably going to be my only hit I get on this guy because he's going to kill me. But I punched him. I punched him pretty good. Like just one time.
Okay.
And he wanted to kill me, but he couldn't get out of that awkward position he was in. So I had people holding him back. And then we still had to get in the van together and drive to the hotel.
Yeah.
And I remember he was in the very back and people were like making sure he was staying back there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like really calm. The van was quiet, like awkward, quiet.
Awkward.
And then I just remember hearing from the back, Ernie, when we get out of this van and we get to the hotel, I'm going to kill you. And I remember being like, fuck, man, this dude is going to kill me. Like for real. Like, cause like, when he got a little drunk, like he got like the eye, like 1,000-yard stare.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And definitely intimidated the shit out of me.
He's an intimidating, nicest guy ever, but yes, super intimidating.
Ed, I love you. That was like, whatever, drunk times.
Shit happens,
you
know, yeah.
Shit happened, but for the sake of the story, like, I remember everybody had to hold him back. And then Kenny and Steve ended up going, like I went to my hotel room and Kenny and Steve went to theirs, I think. And, I wanted to still hang out and Ed was in his room and I went to Steve's room. Like I wanted to hang out cause I was the one to talk about, holy shit, that was crazy.
Right.
And then, Ed comes pounding on Steve's hotel door and Steve puts me in the closet, like, shut up, you know, Ed comes in like, I'm looking for Ernie. Like, where's he at? And Ed's like, dude, we're going to bed. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it took like 5 minutes. And like, when I say 5 minutes, that was the longest 5 minutes of my life. It felt like an hour that he was in there and I had just like to be quiet.
Right.
But dude, I was so scared of Ed. You know, like, holy shit. And then the next morning was that awkward, everybody go down to the lobby. And I saw he had a black nose.
Oh.
Like the bridge of his nose was kind of black. And I remember like, damn, like he probably like still wants to kill me. But we were going down an escalator and we happened to be going down at the same time.
Okay.
And he looked at me and he's all, good morning. And I was like, are you going to jump like X-Man or something like that and just like kill me?
Right.
Cause he could have, like, I got a lot of respect for Ed for like holding back that.
Right.
I don't know, that frustration of like me getting a punch off on him.
So Ed, it was all good. It was never mentioned again.
No. And then we went on more trips and Ed was awesome. Like, I think I just kind of knew not to say shit.
Yeah.
A long time because I kind of maybe dug in with the that was whack or whatever I said. It was probably worse than that, but I remember being like, that's fucked up, like we're all having a good time bowling and then that happened and kind of stopped the fun.
Right.
So I remember maybe I was like selfishly like, man, I was having fun and you ruined it, you know, and said something like that I shouldn't have said. So maybe I deserve that.
Well, listen, man, you know, those trips, you're with people for weeks on end, you know, they get on your nerves, man, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you got on my nerves a lot.
I'm sure I did. But, you know, you saw like, you saw me kind of grow up from a young man to like, you know, mid 20s.
Sure.
I want to say like,
well, I'm trying to think like, okay, in Chicago, like how old were you when all this was going on? 20?
22, 23. Okay. Yeah. 20. Yeah.
Huh. And I, so I was probably 19.
Yeah.
No, but we all saw, I mean, we saw Daniel Espinosa grow. We saw a bunch of people grow up, you know?
When did you get on? Because I got on when I was on audio before Reel. I was going on like Minneapolis Dam Am trips with
Jeff Maines got you on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Jeff Maines. He was a rep in OKC.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you get on audio then?
Dude, I was skating in my local park, which had just been built, kind of. And I was just skating, like, doing my thing at a young age, 17 probably. And I didn't even know what a rep was.
No.
You know, I was just skating. And
I still don't know what a rep is.
Yeah, yeah. And Jeff was like, hey, here's my card. I'd love to send you some shoes. I was all, really? I was all, yeah, let's do this. Like, I'm going to hang on to this card, you know?
And then
called him up, got, like, the fattest package. And I remember my mom was crying, like, oh my God, like, I have to buy you shoes, like no, you know, way. I'm like, yeah, I'm not for 3 years, you know,
shoes, right?
Yeah, I got a crazy. Who knows? But I remember just like my mom, like taking a few and sending them to Mexico to like family members and stuff.
Really?
Like, yeah, I just
that's amazing,
you know, and like, yeah, I would give some to friends. Like, I didn't need all these, you know, and then I could call whenever I wanted, and like, I remember being the next call, like, hey, is this too soon? Like, can I get another package? Like, yeah, another platform of shoes.
Wow. My mom sent all my shoes in Mexico.
Yeah.
Did you get on right then?
No, I was flow
for a
and then
bit.
I started going on like Dam Am trips, and then like sometimes there'd be like a couple pros. I remember one time Kenny was one of the pros that was.
Oh.
I remember being on flow and like, holy shit, it's Kenny Anderson.
Yeah.
You know, like this is so tight. You know, and then he was just like automatically. You know how Kenny is. Like we all know Kenny very well. He's like nice as a dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Supposedly.
Yeah. No, he is. And he just like made everything seem seamless too. And
sure.
Like, you know, when you got someone like that backing you, that's good.
Yeah. Come to think of it, I don't remember.
What year?
Yeah. Because you were on probably already. Because I got on later. Kenny got me on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But remember, we started going on trips when I was probably still a teenager or something like that.
I just remember like being on tours.
Yeah.
I don't remember like the first time we met.
Chris is like a different type of dude, you know.
Yeah.
Like in a great way.
Oh, no,
like,
for sure.
You know, but
what about Raj? Do you remember first meeting Raj?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. I don't remember exactly where it was. Probably a Dam Am trip.
Yeah, I think it was a Dam Am
in Minneapolis. All
right. Yeah.
And then I just remember him kind of skating too, and I remember like his go-to like right off the bat was trying to 180 fakie front side 180 fakie manual and manual pad that was knee high. I'm like, oh my God, like that trick out of nowhere. Like, although I should be shooting you. You know? I remember skating a Dam Am and they're like, all right, up next, Ernie Torres, do your thing. And then you got to pick your song.
Yeah.
And I picked skating to Come On Eileen. And
Come On Eileen.
And my first trick I wanted to do was bump to nose blunt the bump to bar at third layer.
Okay.
Because I was like doing it like the whole time in practice, and then I messed up, and then Schaefer's like, start over, because he saw, you know,
I
messed up three times in a row.
Yeah,
and he let me start over every time, and then I did it the fourth time and just did my run.
That's amazing.
But I remember like they were playing favorites with me, like, oh yeah, let him go again. That's all good. Yeah, we'll start.
Yeah, good song.
Yeah, did you do?
Oh, I'm terrible at contests.
Terrible.
Yes. I'm like, okay at skating parks, but like some people are like fired. Even back then, people were fired up, man. Like, I did not belong in like the contest realm.
Okay.
Maybe like doing heats, I'd be like okay at, but like
all eyes on you.
All eyes on me.
No good.
Not happening.
I think Schultz on that trip too, right?
Yeah, Schultz was on that trip.
Oh, dude, I forget about Schultz all the time, man. That kid was fucking
talented.
So good.
Dude.
Yeah, man.
He's an ATV.
Seriously.
Skate at all.
Who else was on audio?
Sumner was on that. He was a pro on that trip that was like one of the first Dam Ams I went to.
I just remember one time we were on a tour, autograph signing. Mm-hmm. And it was pictures, posters of the red, the flying tomato.
Okay. Was it like a...
It was Arizona.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, it was in Arizona.
And I had signed enough red flying tomato posters. Yeah. And I said to whoever was sitting next to me, if I got to sign one more of these goddamn flying tomato posters, I'm going to fucking get up and walk away. Here comes another one. I got up and left. You know, got up and left. Nobody said anything.
Can we take a little easy on him? Because I'm good friends with his sister now.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Carrie, yeah.
Listen, nothing against the guy. I just, you know, it's at a time where the flying tomato was the flying tomato.
The height, yeah.
All it was about, you know what I mean? Like,
it was him and Bam.
Him and Bam. You know, and we'd go on these tours and it was like focused on them.
Well, we can thank them a little bit for the RVs and the Guitar Heroes players.
Like,
you know?
Maybe I was being a little like self-indulgent or something.
I know what you're saying.
But,
though,
you know, it's just like after so many signings, you're just like, okay, dude, like, let me sign a Kenny poster. Like, let me sign an Ernie Torres poster. You know what I mean?
Oh, where's that hammock poster at?
They could have did my first pro ad was me in a hammock. They could have done that poster.
Yeah. I mean, if only we could go back in time.
Mm.
That's so crazy. You guys were on tour with Flying Tomato and Bam.
I forget. T-Hawk.
Tony Hawk. Dude, you got, wow.
I mean, I don't think he knows me personally, but I've definitely been in... Hanging out with him in an RV. Man, we used to get Chick-fil-A catered and stuff like that. Remember that?
That's Zoomies,
yeah. Yeah, and then...
Just nuggets for days.
I remember just kind of like chilling next to Tony and being like, yeah, I made it. if selfies were a thing, then I would have geeked out on him for sure.
Right, right.
Maybe not, but...
You know. That's Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
He would have been all of your stories for sure, dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. I love it, man. Audio, real...
Yes.
Were you on the whole package? It's like Spitfire, I assume, Thunder, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great company to be like
the distribution?
With. Yeah.
Deluxe.
My God.
Man, it's the best.
It's the best.
Honestly, like I feel very comfortable saying that Real is probably the best. It is the best skate team, I think. In my opinion.
Ernie.
I mean, don't do that, Chris.
Okay.
Don't do that, Chris. Because we can break it down and we don't want to go down that. Okay. That's a slippery slope.
Okay. No, but I agree, though. It's one. I mean, it's great.
It's a great
such
company,
a great.
Man.
Yeah.
The whole
I mean,
place.
It's not my fault. We have like Sodis on our team and like serious ATVs.
Yeah.
And then people don't know what that means. All terrain vehicle.
Right.
Like Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Shod.
Dennis.
Yep.
Dennis. Zion. Pete. Zion. I mean, Robbie, Jack, the list goes. Our new kids, Joffin.
Oh, he's sick.
Yeah, sick. Man.
Wow.
We have like some serious
heat.
And our dudes like Harry Lintel, Herman Steen, those dudes like out of the country.
Oh, wow.
Shred.
Yeah. Well, not only that, you got the accolades here. You got the King of the Road trophy right behind me. It was 2003.
Yeah, dude.
It's got your name on it, though. Why is it? What's
well,
it,
let's
going
talk
on
about
with that
a little bit.
Yeah, do they all come with names on them and shit? What's going
on? I mean, I don't know. That's the only one that I've won. I've been on two, but we definitely won. I heard... Johnny Layton was on the show,
fucking
right?
Dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he mentioned something about him being MVP.
Yeah.
That was the same trip I was on. And we should get Burnett to run some facts because, I mean, he may have won MVP, but I won finals MVP.
Oh, that's why your
Johnny,
name's on there.
I mean, I don't know, but we definitely won. And yeah, I just leave it at that right now. But let's talk about Johnny for a second.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, so me growing up in KC.
Mm-hmm.
I did a trip, like a homie trip to LA and skated with Johnny.
Okay.
And we kicked it because we kind of knew each other through mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
We had a weird, like, California KC connection with a bunch of friends. It was weird. But we ended up being homies and then good homies and then like, hanging out a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, I came to his Marietta and, like, stayed at his house a couple times.
Oh, cool.
Did you guys exchange photos?
Settled it.
Oh wow!
But
wow, Raj. Of course,
we did get homie tats. Like we had a little crew, Ifem. Yeah, and we got tatted up, and so we were just homies, right?
What is this tat? What is it?
Ifem.
It's right here, but I can't. We've never told anybody.
Oh, it's like SHS.
Oh, this is secret.
But you don't. Yeah.
This is breaking news.
I mean,
are you gonna tell us right now?
Giving us the
no. But anyway, so let me add on to
go
that.
Ahead,
so.
Go ahead.
Years go by. He moves to Long Beach. He gets on Toy Machine. I get on Real at the same exact time.
Okay.
We go on U.S. trips at the same time. Like, we're coming up exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a call. This is like maybe 5 years after like we hung out.
Gotcha.
I get a call from my dad. He's all, "Hey, do you know anybody named Johnny Layton?" And I was all, so random. I was all, "Yeah. Why that name of all skateboarder names?" He's all, "Well, you're related to him now." And I was all, "What?" And he's all, "They were at a family, my dad was at a family dinner."
Uh-huh.
And apparently, like, Johnny's uncle and my dad's, like, an aunt. Like, they married. So, through marriage, me and Johnny are technically, distant cousins.
No way.
Yeah.
Way.
And then I called Johnny, like, and then before he says, like, "What's up?" He's all, "Dude, did you just get a call about?" And I was all, "Yeah." And then here we are.
No way.
After being homies for years, we're like solidified. Wow. Kind of.
Tattoos, through the
marriage.
Whole thing. And
through
then,
marriage.
And then you're.
And dude, isn't he's related somehow now to Paul Rodriguez too.
Yeah.
It's someone with his
something about that.
His wife or something. So you're kind of related to Paul Rodriguez too.
I wouldn't go that far. A lot of respect. I love Paul. It'd be cool to be related to him. But
that is a trip. You know what? You know they say small world? I mean, really, really small
world.
They
do.
Seriously. Oh, I want to talk about more audio.
Okay.
Because you had two pro model shoes.
I did.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not that you had two pro model shoes.
And but you only had a colorway.
Yeah. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. Because audio was popping. I mean, bam, Flying Tomato.
Tony Hawk. And Kenny. You.
Me. Kenny had nothing to do with it.
He just had the best-selling shoe.
Yeah. Best-selling shoe that kept everyone in business.
Seriously. Yeah. No, but it was like the height of audio. I had a colorway, and I was getting checks that I couldn't believe. So I couldn't even imagine.
I mean, the Switch Flip Manual, that was an audio ad, wasn't it?
Was it?
There was no sequence.
Nope.
I had a
Switch
Mini,
Switch Front 3 Shove.
That might have been an ad. I know I did have an ad on the stage though. God, I don't remember.
Man, this memory, but you sure do remember that Daniel story, huh?
Certain things stick out, you know.
I bet.
No, but seriously, like, I mean, you must have been living well when audio was,
and you had two
pro model shoes and stuff.
I mean, I was very grateful and I knew I was blessed.
Yeah.
But I kind of just like, I was pissing money away for sure.
Were you?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, I had a spot in Encinitas, and I had a spot in Denver, and I was just kind of paying rent at both spots and going back and forth like whenever I wanted. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, wow. But your money that you lost, wow.
Exactly.
You
know? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're just letting it go. Yeah.
Cars? You getting cars? Or
I bought a 66 Mustang. Like one time I was like, it's like me and my dad's favorite car growing up, and I'm like, I have this money chilling at home, like I should buy a car, like,
okay.
And I've always wanted that car, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna do it. And then I had my dad help me like look online, like around where I lived, and he's like, we narrowed it down after about like a week of like looking. He's like, this one looks pretty solid. I went and talked to the dude. The dude was like, do you really want this? Because I don't just want to just sell it to anybody. I want someone to want it. And I was like, yeah, dude. Like, I want this. I've been like wanting it for a long time, actually. And he's like, all right, sold it to me. And then, that's the only car to this day. I've bought like three motorcycles or whatever.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh.
I mean, not at once or anything like that. But
why is the 66 Mustang just like, is it like that? What would like the guy, he didn't want to sell it to just anybody.
Well,
is it a
classic
special car?
Classic. Okay. Car, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but
no,
it's like a like cool little box shape, all metal classic car, you know, like pretty famous car. If you ask people that, you know that sort of stuff, they're like, that car.
Expensive? You know?
I think I spent 14 on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a used car, yeah.
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 66. Yeah, it was used.
Did you have to fix it up and everything?
No, or? I bought it as like a daily driver because you can buy those cars anywhere from like a grand and up.
Oh.
So I spent money so I didn't have to
put money into it.
Cool. You know, just let, you know.
Right.
Skip that part.
Why the hell were you out in Arizona? Why'd you move out there?
Dude, I moved from KC to there because of an ex-girlfriend wanting to go to cosmetology school.
Oh.
And I was like, I want to move to Denver or like California.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted to move to Denver because I loved it out there.
Okay.
And she's like, they don't have the school I want to go to out there. but they do in Arizona. I was like, I'll stick this out for like 9-10 months. And okay. I did. And then she graduated. Uh-huh. And then we moved. I was like, all right, we're getting out of here. We're going, you know, to Denver.
Okay.
We moved all our stuff to Denver just to find out that she couldn't get a job because the state laws were different with the schooling. Gosh. So she needed more credits.
Oh my God.
Which basically meant she never used that. That was like a waste of like, well, I wouldn't say a waste because I learned like different parts of skating. I feel like living in Arizona, like I learned how to skate training a little more and like I skated like more manual pads and ditches when I lived there. So maybe it got me well-rounded and I didn't even like realize it.
Okay.
But yeah, I was just used to hucking before that. And then I hucked a little bit out there, but the spots in me didn't really vibe. So when I'd go on trips, they would be used to taking me to huck spots. And I remember like feeling rusty, like, dude, I haven't like done this type of, and I remember being like second guessing myself, like, do I got this kickle front ground on this rail? I haven't done that in 10 months. I feel like, you know, like, or whatever, you know, whatever the trick, front side flip this, nolly flip that, you know, like.
What city were you staying in?
Phoenix.
Those are like, it's straight ditches.
Yeah.
It's creative spots.
Yeah. You know, and the skaters there are amazing.
So
they're
good.
They're good at their, you know, they adapted to that.
There's like no one else in the world like Arizona skaters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your girl couldn't find a job.
No.
So.
And then we split up.
Oh.
So it felt like a real waste of time for me.
Yeah, I can imagine. But,
I mean,
did she stay in Denver or did she move back to
Phoenix? She stayed in Denver for a second. And then I was like, you know what? When I moved to Denver, I was like, you know what? I had a spot and I was like, we kind of broke up. We did break up, but she thought it was going to, I think we both thought it was more like, we're just going to separate for a second. Mm-hmm. But I ended up going to Schultz's house off Snapdragon in Carlsbad.
Okay.
And it was like Schultz, Lanny, you know, and like Ethan Fitzpatrick was a roommate. And I remember being like, I don't ever want to leave. And I was paying rent in Denver and I didn't leave. And then she ended up moving to New York and doing cosmetology out there and like living her life. And, you know, we still keep in touch. She's awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, good.
But so I just never left Carlsbad, it felt like. And then I needed to come move out of my spot in Denver. And I remember coming to Denver. We did a skate trip out of it. Like we drove some audio SUVs out here and then
to load up your shit.
Kind of. Yeah. And then, you know, what's funny about moving out of that spot is there is a bunch of dudes from Oside that came with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember like, all right, well tomorrow is the move out day. And I remember telling all my friends, I had like maybe like 8 friends staying with me. It was a cool, like two story, like, I don't know, like,
townhouse type
thing. Townhouse type. And they were staying at my place. And then that night, the night before, when I was like trying to get everything in boxes and like getting there was a party there was a session that people wanted to do, and we had the generator and lights, and the people were like, let's go skate that new 4 block. And I remember being like, I can't. And I was kind of like, you guys suck for leaving because I need your help right now. Right. But they're this going is
the
to
whole
get
point of the whole trip.
They're going to get clips. So I was like, whatever, go clip up. And then go clip up. And then they left, all of them. I remember like, you know, just chilling at my place and then doing what I need to do to move.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called them after like a couple hours, like, hey, when are you guys coming back? No answers. I'm texting them. Hey, when are you guys coming back? And no, crickets from everybody.
Wow.
And I was like, after like an hour goes by of like me trying to communicate with 8 different people and nobody was answering me back. Like, I felt like these guys were like, Ernie, you don't need our help right now. Like, let's go party. Cause Denver, you can party any day of the week. There's something going on.
Okay.
And I remember being like, man, I was like second guessing my friendship with these guys.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, these guys are kind of whack.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And it was like my close friends, like Lanny and his brother JT, mm-hmm. and like my friend Danny Scher, like I think Schultz.
Mm.
Dude, I had posse out there.
Yeah.
I felt like I had the respect for them to at least be like, dude, we're sorry, we're partying somewhere.
Right.
I didn't get that.
Nothing.
So I hated these dudes that I went through the night. None of them came back. And I was like, when they come back, I'm wondering if I'm going to let them in my place, you know? Wow. You know, and then like, I was like, all these gears were going around my head. Come to find out, they all got arrested. They all went to jail.
Yeah, right.
Yes, for skating that 4 block that was brand new, and no one had, it hit the concrete had just been like laid.
Mm.
So when the owners came, they press charges on him.
No.
For destroying public property or private property.
Wow.
And here I am being selfish and dumb, mad because people can't help me move.
Yeah.
And they're in jail.
But who would have think, who would have thought, you know, eight different people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Do the arrest and process.
The messed up part is they didn't even light it up yet. They got everything set up to skate, and no one even ollied it to warm up, and they came and pressed charges because someone before had tried to skate it earlier that day, probably.
Okay.
So they got busted and went to jail for not even skating.
Damn.
Just for being on the premise. It was like right next to a tennis court, so probably had to hop some gate or, you know, like...
Yeah, trespassing.
Yeah. Fandango or something.
Damn. And then, so how did you find out, like, the next morning, or when did you find out that they were arrested?
I found out probably midday the next day.
Midday the next... Oh, so midday, they're still not back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was kind of like... Some friends I picked.
Yes, seriously.
You know? Not even wondering, like, maybe they're dead.
No, that didn't cross my mind because they're too slick for that.
Yeah, you know? Right?
Yeah, but they're all good.
Yeah. So they helped you at the end when they came back?
No, I didn't get their help because I needed to be out that day. So my one friend, who is now my roommate, Bastion, he came over and he helped me. And I'll never forget that. Like, yeah, Bastion kind of... Save the day.
Bastion Salabonzi.
No.
Oh.
No.
No. Different Bastion. No.
Aaron McBride is his name.
Why do you call him Bastion?
Because when he was younger, he kind of resembled Bastion. And, and you know how when a stupid nickname will just stick?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Like Krob.
Krob. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That's not a stupid name. I'm just kidding.
Thanks, Davis.
Yeah. I know Davis, your teammate, made that name up.
Oh, he did?
Krob, yeah.
Wow. I can't believe someone just called you that, like, on the show, not, like, in the past. Like,
no, Krob. It was always, like, C-Rob.
I would say C-Rob.
Yeah, C-Rob.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Can we talk about Toya?
Oh, please. Please, man. Let's talk about Toya.
You have any good Toya quotes?
I do, but I just want to say one thing about Toya. How fun was it, like, going on trips / frustrating with Toya?
I mean,
it was a blast, but like if you're skating a spot, and Toya, I hope you see this because I bring this up to you all the time, but you skate a spot and there's four people at the runway waiting to skate this one spot.
Yeah.
When it's Toya's turn, he's 5 minutes checking it out and then he's walking backwards like he's about, and we're all like,
get
out of the way. And then he's like walking backwards like you think he's about to. Then goes back, checks it out. Yeah, that was him at every spot we'd skate.
I don't remember him doing that.
Yeah.
Really?
I remember Toya always being the last dude to want to skate a spot. Like, dudes would skate a spot for hours.
Yeah,
And then Toya would be the one dude like, I think I got a trick.
The switchback swing nose grind.
Dude, we've been here for 6 hours. Now you got a trick?
All right. Switchback swing nose grind.
Oh, I don't know if you were there. Maybe that was Jason or you. It was in Austin on that crusty bump to metal ledge.
Huh.
And it was like a black asphalt bump.
I know Tony Tom, but it might have been Jason.
Yeah, I think it was Jason. Yeah. He did, everyone skated, like me and Nick skated it and maybe Bobier.
Okay.
And and it was late. It was like probably like 1 a.m. at this time. And then we were all getting in the van. I think people were like sleeping in the van. And Toya starts messing around trying to switch backswing. Like he's like doing switch backswing 50s, like not landing it, but like, you know, getting in, getting comfortable. And that spot was so dangerous for that trick.
Oh.
And next thing you know, he's like grinding backs and nose grinds.
Uh-huh.
Everything he did was gold, but that was worth it. That was so worth it to stay for that one because that was epic.
Yeah.
He did, I think he did all the way around.
Oh, wow.
Bank to bank. Like he had to sit on the grind and it was sick. Such an epic trick.
What if?
Oh, wait. Which one was the San Antonio one?
That
crusty ass one.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, that is gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thing was. It was kind of quick bump.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a loading dock or something.
Yeah.
Like
that. Yeah. Yeah. You know the one.
That's gnarly, dude. See? That thing sucks.
Credible memory. Credible memory right there.
Well, Forrest would skate it too, right?
I think Forrest did the same trick.
Was it Forrest?
Regular, like, probably.
Back 180 fakie 50.
Yeah.
That was amazing too. Any trick on that's great. Yeah, but anything Danny does, amazing.
Oh, yeah. He puts in work.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Dude, I remember, like, Bobes didn't get it the way he wanted to, but Bobes tray flipped no-slid that thing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Well, let's go back to young Ernie.
Let's do it.
Little Ernie. Little Ernie.
What age do you want to go back to?
Well, I don't know, like when you got your first board and all that stuff.
Yeah, we can do that.
You know? Did they, any Little Ern, did they call you that?
No, I got called Ern Dog.
Ern Dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember in middle school, when I first got introduced to skateboarding, it was because of my friend Jarvis. When I moved to these apartments in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Okay.
I didn't know anybody.
No, nobody.
Because I moved from maybe 40 minutes away. Mm. So this is like brand new. And my first friend was dude that rode my bus in my apartment complex. And he was like my age. And we had a couple classes and then we just kind of kicked it. His name is Jarvis Williams.
Okay.
And he was really good at basketball. And that's all I did was played basketball. Like being like a short guy, it's funny because my dad, like me and him, we threw the football around a little bit, but we would put up shots and he would like teach me how to shoot and like.
Okay. Basketball was your thing.
Yeah. And we loved watching it. And anyways, me and Jarvis clicked with that. And after school, we'd be like, let's go shoot.
Yeah.
And my complex didn't have a goal, but next to my complex was a housing addition.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go and I would be running with the ball and he'd be skating.
Oh, wow.
And I'd be like, damn, like, I'm kind of blowing it by like running and like dribbling. Like, this is kind of like lame, you know, right now. And then we'd shoot around for a while, you know, until it got dark or something like that. Yeah. And then he'd be like skating, doing kickflips. And I remember like so fascinated, blown away.
Uh-huh.
And being like, damn, I want to do that too. And like, I would try. I couldn't kickflip for so long.
Mm.
Couldn't even like barely stand on the board, you know. And then after like months of going and putting, because that's what we did every day.
Are you using his board?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't have your own board?
No. So like maybe like a couple months, I stole someone's board.
Ernie.
I felt so guilty for this.
Stole somebody's board.
So I stole someone's board and I felt so guilty because he was kind of the homie, but he lived in the housing addition.
Okay.
And I stole his board because he left it in his front yard. for a couple days. And I'm going to be like, I need that. He's not using it.
Okay.
So I took it and for like a month I had it and he didn't even care because I don't think he realized it was gone.
Oh.
But what I did was so scandalous and foul. I like scraped the graphic off with like a knife. It took me like a week to do probably.
Oh, wow.
And man, it was so bad. And he called me out after like a month. He's like, that's my board.
Really?
And I remember like, yeah, here you go. Like,
gave
it back to him and he didn't care.
Okay.
He probably set it in his front yard again. And later on he started getting better, but, it's funny that it was the home. So I was boardless again.
Yeah.
But I could kind of skate it at this time.
Okay.
And I got hand-me-downs. Mm. One homie gave me some B2 tracker trucks.
Okay.
I don't even know what kind of wheels or bearings.
Hmm.
And then I got a used Shove It Blank. You remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blank. Remember Shove It?
No.
It was Division of Fit Vision.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
Ernie looked at me like I was fucking crazy.
No, I just almost made a bad joke. But okay. Anyways.
You could make bad jokes here too if you want.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, true.
Roger's king at that.
Bad joke.
But anyways, I remember the grip was Z-York grip.
Ah.
And I remember... this was my board, you know. It was hand-me-downs, but it was my board, and I had it for so long.
Sure.
I learned varial flips before I learned kickflips, like shove-it kickflips.
Yeah.
That's like normal for young kids.
Seriously, yeah.
And I learned sex change kickflips before I could do regular kickflips.
You sex change kickflip?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You kickflip and just go this way?
I would kickflip and my body would turn frontside.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you're good at frontside flips.
No.
Ever think about it?
No.
But, seriously.
You had a good frontside flip.
Yeah, really good.
Well, thank you, guys. But, maybe, who knows?
There you go.
But yes, and then when I learned how to... So the first kickflip I did was at that basketball court with Jarvis.
Okay.
And he would be like, let's play skate, because now I could like do 180s and half caps. And he'd be like, he knew he always got me a letter of kickflips. And I'll never forget this one time, he's like, kickflip. and he did it. And I'm like, oh, I'm landing this one. I did it. And now that's my first kickflip I ever did on there.
During a game of skate.
And then he was like baffled. He probably still won the game, but I remember like, you're not giving me a letter on this anymore. No. Like, enough's enough. Let's, you know. And
that's then, pretty amazing. You landed your first kickflip in a game of skate.
Yeah, I'll never forget it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You must have been excited.
Oh my gosh. You know what's funny is like, I'll never forget my first nollie shove it. I barely probably popped the nose, but I did it. And I ran inside my like apartment and I told my mom. I was like, Mom, I just did a nollie shove it. And she's like, very cool. And I remember like, I was like, you don't understand. I was like, it's nollie. It's basically like skating switch.
Right, right.
And she's all, good job, Ernie. And I remember like, whatever, you don't get it.
You don't get it.
Pat on the back.
Yeah.
At least she was being, you know, supportive.
But yeah, growing up and playing basketball, I prided myself in like, you know, being decent at least.
Okay.
You know, right. And
the dog?
Yeah.
The hell was that? Did he fart?
Snore?
I don't know. I smelled a couple dog farts earlier, but you know.
So anyways, in school, me and Jarvis were on the school basketball team.
Okay. Oh, so you were really taking this basketball seriously. Yeah. You were doing it.
Waiting for your growth spurt?
But yeah, you were just also waiting.
But you were also skating at the same time too.
Yes. Okay. And I'll get to that too. Yeah. And I remember in school, me and Jarvis were on the second team.
Mm.
We weren't starters.
Okay.
But me and all the kids that were on the team in school, they were like, the rich white kids were the starters.
Mm.
And then I remember me and Jarvis, when we play, when we practice, me and Jarvis would cook these kids, like, because we played against the starters and they couldn't see us, you know, because me and Jarvis played every day and like outside of school.
Yeah.
And then we had that, like, I guess, like, you know, that, what do you call it? The chemistry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I remember my dad coming to one of the games and calling out the whole staff, like the coaching staff.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. He like, because my dad.
You guys were better than these white kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad is a white guy because he's been my stepdad since I was six.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I call him my dad.
Yeah.
So my dad just like chewed everybody out and they all kind of knew, you know?
Mm.
And then he's all, I'm pulling him and Jarvis out. Like, they're not on your team anymore, and we're going to start an outside school league, you know?
No.
And we did that.
Way.
And me and Jarvis were the starters, and we had fun, and it was tight.
Wow.
And we're like an outside school league, just, you know, not dealing with like weird, like, drama.
Politics.
Yeah, politics
and
in school, you know?
And then when did skateboarding just take a front seat from like basketball?
So, like I said, I had that outside school league.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My dad wasn't the coach at that.
No.
So we had a coach. And I would go home and I would tell my mom like, hey, I need basketball shoes. Mm-hmm. And my mom would be like, and I was like, and I need skate shoes.
Oh.
And my mom was like, I can't get you both, right. But I can get you one, you know, because my mom would always make, she would fake it till she made it. And she always wanted me to look like I had what I needed, you know,
okay.
But it was tough.
Yeah.
And so she was like, pick one. And I picked the Causin twos. the S Causin twos.
Yeah. Hey.
Are those the ones that look like basketball?
Yes. Right? Yeah. I had the blue and white ones.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sick.
And I was like, I'm going to get away with having basketball shoes and skate shoes, and nobody's going to know.
Nobody's going to know.
And then the coach called me out first day. Like, I know those are skateboarding shoes. You need basketball shoes. And I think my mom or dad kind of spoke because they knew the situation. So he let me, as long as I didn't skate in them first, they let me.
Hmm.
Play ball in them.
So then after a while you just gravitated towards skateboarding,
yeah,
right?
After maybe that season I didn't go back to do the basketball, and then skateboarding kind of like consumed the life at that point. And then it was so cool because in my complex dudes were getting older and they would always see me skating my shitty board.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come open, pop their trunk, be like, hey, do you want this brand new complete? And I'd be like,
whoa.
Oh my gosh, like for real? Like, and he's like, yeah, dude, I don't skate anymore. Like, you can just have this. That probably happened to me twice.
Really?
Like, seriously? In like a year.
I mean, it explains, you know, a lot why, you know, you said earlier, like your mom was crying when you got this big box of shoes and she was sending stuff to Mexico.
Yeah,
like
that's,
yeah, right.
Yeah, so she was stoked. And I remember my parents would like pay me with boards if I had good grades in school.
Oh yeah, as a reward.
As a reward, they were, yeah, reward me. And one time, I didn't have such good grades, but my dad was like, "Hey, Repargus support's coming up this week, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." because they were like on it for me. They wanted me to have like A's and B's.
Good education.
And at this time, I think I had C's and D's. Ooh. And maybe an F.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And I was not ready for this progress report to come home, but I wanted a board.
You knew that it was coming.
I knew it was coming. And when I had to take that home, before they got home from work, I faked a progress report. I somehow knew, figured out how to print a sheet of paper with, I typed out like the, what I like mimicked it, you know, but I just changed the grades and I cut the paper in half to look like the size of my progress report. And then I folded it and like made it look kind of dirty inside my pocket. I gave it to my dad and I felt so guilty giving it to him because he's like, all right, let's go to the skate shop. You know, I can get you a blank board at the market.
Oh, he bought it.
He bought me a board.
No, he bought that this was a real progress report.
Yes, because it looked just like it wasn't a report card. It was a progress report, which was a sheet of paper.
So it wasn't like an official document.
It was like paper, right. And I faked it just like it. And then he bought me a board.
Oh, wow.
I felt so guilty. But then when you get on the board, you forget everything.
Forget it.
Then, so I was that kid. And then a week goes by. And I'm like in school and I get a call. Ernie Torres, can you please come to the principal's office on the intercom? And I'm like, yeah, I haven't done anything wrong. I don't care. Like, whatever. I go there and my dad takes me outside and yells at me. And I'm going to sound like I cry a lot, but he made me cry by yelling at me. But it was probably because I was guilty.
Sure.
And I was just like, I let him down and I lied. And I never did anything like that since. But like, I was like, how did you find out? And he's all, yeah, I got a call from your school saying, you know, we'd like to get your son's grades up. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's got
straight A's.
No, I didn't do it like that. Okay. He wouldn't
have
got all
A pluses.
No, he's like, he's got a BC's average, you know. And they're like, ooh, no. And then he was at my school and they like turned the computer around and showed him what my grades were.
No,
he was livid.
Way.
I came home, all my posters and everything were ripped off the wall. And he took the board away.
Wow.
The board was gone for like 2 weeks and I think they saw how bummed I was and like guilty and, you know, let me have it after a couple of weeks. But man, but I couldn't go outside and hang out, but I would like call my friends and have them come skate in front of my apartment complex.
Cause
I had railroad ties that were like where you would park, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was like our ledges.
Little railroad ties. Board slides.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah. And, I would con my friends into coming. Man, I was pretty good at like talking my friends into doing what I wanted to do. Like I could talk them out of their boots in the snow, man.
Really?
And I conned them into
helping you move.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
but so I would con a couple friends to come skate my railroad tie, and I could watch from my balcony. I couldn't go outside.
You weren't even skate. You were just watching your buddy skate.
Yeah. That's.
Can you pop in a skate video? What's going on?
I didn't really have skate videos like that at that time. No, I remember going to school to my friend Travis, begging him every day to bring a skate video so I could like take it home and borrow it. And he's like, oh yeah, I got you tomorrow.
Okay.
Never happened, you know? So watching a skate video was a huge deal. Like I'll never forget my first video that was brand new at the time was Jump Off a Building.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember seeing that and being in love. Like Kerry Getz was my first favorite skater.
Oh really?
I want to say, yeah. And then, I remember going to the skate shop. This is right after Jump Off a Building came out. Going to the skate shop and being like, I was so, you know, when you go into skate shops, it's intimidating.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You know, when
little
you're
kid,
young.
Yeah.
I walked in and I had the guts.
Your dog makes a lot of noise when he shakes his head.
He's awesome.
Right.
But anyways, I remember being intimidated, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to talk to this dude that works here. Cause he was like a good skater too.
Mm.
Joel Holmes. Okay. I remember going up to him like, yo man, when's the next Toy Machine video coming out? And he's all, you know how long it took them to make that one? And I remember like, ooh, I said the wrong thing when I got my guts up to talk, you know? And then I realized that he wasn't saying anything wrong. And I remember like, well, I'm not going to talk for another year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, we'll let that cool down a little bit.
So yeah, that happened. And you know, you don't know when skates, often they come out.
Well, at least you got back outside.
Yeah,
and,
finally.
That sucks though, to like let your parents down like that. Cause you already felt bad just giving it to them. You knew.
You learn, you know, lessons growing
for
up.
For sure.
You don't steal. Don't lie. You know?
Yeah.
To an extent.
Stole his first board. Oh man! But then, you know, proud parents. I bet right now, you know, yeah. got the sponsors and the whole thing. You know, getting boxes of shoes sent to the house. Like,
what did they say when you turn pro? They must have been stoked.
Yeah, were they?
My mom made a bigger deal out of it than my dad, but mm-hmm. my dad was. I mean, they're proud.
Yeah,
you know, but they always told me they didn't care what I did. They're always proud of me.
So they weren't strict. They weren't like, you got to go to college. You got to go do this. You got to go do that. Like they wanted you to do what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I don't know. They were like laid back parents, but if they wanted you to be home at 7,
you were home at seven.
But I remember one time I came home at like 7:07 and my dad yelled at me for being 7 minutes late. And I was like,
wow.
But I was hanging out with this girl in the neighborhood that I was but I was hanging out with so-and-so, and he's like, I don't give a damn if you're hanging out with Bill Clinton. When I tell you to be home at 7, you be home at 7. I was like, in the back of my head, I'm like, if I was hanging out with Bill Clinton, he'd probably be down.
But dad, Bill Clinton.
Oh, my dad is a king of like one-liners.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like I said, he's my stepdad growing up, and he picked me up from school a couple times, and kids would be like, pss, pss, pss. You know, what? Who's that? You know, I'd be like, that's my dad. And they're like, he's white. Uh-huh. I'd be like, and I'd be like, that's my stepdad, and be like, so it's not your real dad? And I'd be like, no, it's my stepdad. And they're like, oh, that's your fake dad. And they're like, oh, key, 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 you know, laughing. And like, I'm sitting there like, fake dad. And it kind of hurt me. I was like, damn. And then I remember getting in the car and he's all, what's wrong with you, boy? And I'm gonna be like, nothing. He's all, tell me. And I was like, oh, there's kids over there talking about how since you're not my real dad, you're my fake dad. And he's all, you go back to school tomorrow and ask him, do I give you fake money? It instantly made me feel better. I remember like, oh man, like, forget those dudes, you know? Like,
that's pretty funny. This episode is supported by Shake Junt. Yep, the company that keeps you going in these streets. Need that perfect grip for your flick? Bearings that just don't stop? Bolts to keep your trucks on tight? Look no further. ShakeJunt.com has what you need. Grip, bearings, bolts, skateboards, rails, riser pads, grip tape cleaner, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and everything else in between. Treat yourself and save a couple bucks by entering 9 Club at checkout. Yep, 20% off everything. Just enter 9 Club, NINECLUB, at ShakeJunt.com. Get there while you can. Well, I'm dying to see what's in that quote book, actually.
Should we?
You know, I think it's about time to bust that thing out, you know, because I've been on tours with you, audio tours, you know, and you've always had this quote book with you, you know. I think even on one tour, we've been hanging out for a while, you know, been going on all these tours together. And what's that? That was my quote book. Yeah. I write all these funny quotes in here that I hear and everything. I'm like, oh, you got anything of me in there?
And I was like, no, I don't think so.
And I said, you must not have heard a word I've been saying.
He did. So that's it. Then I wrote that.
Then you wrote that down.
Yeah, right.
That's probably the only quote of me in that book.
So he's been hyped on himself for a long time that we can hear, right?
Very true.
They're jokes, man. Come on, you got to joke about it.
How long have you had that?
Well, the first page says, thanks, Dennis, for the early birthday present in July 19th, which was my birthday, and this was 06.
Oh, 06.
Wow. So, Booznitz, thank you.
Booznitz gave you that book, and you wrote that to...
to just remember.
Remember when, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any gym quotes?
Perhaps.
Oh.
Frank Gerber, I don't know how to work technology these days, talking about iPods. Chris Troy, stop trying to get hyphy, Ernie. He said that to me.
Chris Troy said that.
Yeah. Burnett. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm going to have to ask you to fuck off. To Chris Troy.
Chris Troy.
I thought I was talking to Chris Troy.
Was that the trip to Colorado?
Yeah. You were on that trip.
Yeah.
Jeremy Ray quote.
Mm.
He said, I'd rather sit bitch than be a bitch. That's tight.
That's pretty good.
Nick said, dude, I'm worried about Joey. He's a fucking idiot.
Yes, that's amazing.
Sumner drawing like biblical stuff in my book.
Boy. No way. Yeah. Wow.
Dude, speaking of Sumner, so we were on that Barcelona trip.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that famous like six block that's in Barcelona that you can also wall ride?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a slant.
Wall, yeah. This was like fresh when it. I feel like it. I think Sasha was the only dude that skated and he backside flipped it.
It's at the Forum.
Yeah. Okay. And we get there and I'm like, dude, this would be a sick frontside flip. You know, like, I want to try this. Mm-hmm. And there's construction workers there on their break and they're like eating at the top, sitting on the top block.
Okay.
Basically where I would pop.
Sure.
And I remember like, it was just me, Sumner, I want to say Ian O'Connor.
Oh, okay.
Lanny and Schultz and Mario. I think we were the only ones there, like, you know, on the trip. And we get there and I'm like, dude, I'm like, you know, when you have like the urge, like, I want to just do this right now and get it over with and we can just go. And,
right.
And this dude was just sitting there. He's like a big dude.
Okay.
And I'm asking him and he was like, he wasn't even speaking Spanish. He was speaking a different language. I want to say it was like almost French.
Well, they do Catalan out there too.
Yeah, okay. And he was just kind of like, you could tell in any language, he was pissed at me.
He didn't want to, he didn't want
to and I, and how, who am I to be like, I'm trying to skate off this. And he's like, pretty much tell me like, dude, I work construction and this is my free time. Please fuck off.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't give up though. I was like, can you just, you know, trying to like, por favor, like, and like trying to say anything. And the guy just wasn't having it. And I was like, and then Sumner comes in and this is like, mind you, like Jesus Sumner.
Yeah.
You know, turned over a new leaf. He wasn't like piss drunk, badass Sumner anymore, but you could tell that he's about that action though. Yeah. Like, oh. You know, and Sumner's being so nice to this dude. And the dude, I think since Sumner was a bigger dude, the dude kind of like got up.
Okay.
And I was like, you trying to get in my face, dude? You're like, and I remember being like, I was like, oh, he's moving. Like he got up, you know, like I went to the runway thinking like, if I can sneak a try, if Sumner finesses it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I see them kind of like talking to each other. And the dude, this construction guy, got in Sumner's face, but he was standing one step lower than Sumner. So okay. If Sumner was just one block up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still, Sumner had a little height on him anyways, but so Sumner was kind of up and the dude stepped up to get in Sumner's face like this close. And the dude looked like he was about to swing on Brian. And I remember like, oh my God, this is going south so quick.
Mm.
And then before the dude could like ball his fist like or to like move his arm, Sumner headbutted him in the face.
Wow. No way.
And it dazed the dude. And the dude was about to fall backwards down the sixth block.
Wow.
And it would have been so bad. And Sumner caught him and laid him down on not my runway. So just one block down. So he was out of the way, out.
Okay.
And I was like, this dude. Yeah, that's what happened. And I was like, I have to go for it. You know, kind of like he did this for me, kind of. He didn't want to. And Brian was like, kind of like, go, you know, like, kind of like, you're happy now, you know? And I was kind of like, oh my God, I go flail frontside flip. And I was like, you know, like my friends are probably going to be like, oh, I thought you didn't bail frontside flips. But anyways, I bailed it and I felt so awkward, dude.
Yeah. It was a weird
like,
situation.
My body wasn't like in skate mode. My body was like, we need to get out of here mode.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe it just wasn't good enough to do it first try anyways. But anyways, And Brian freaked out and I was like, the dude was still out. The construction guy was still out. And Brian freaked out and took his own ride to the house we were renting out. And me and Ian and Mario and Lanny and Schultz were sitting there like, dude, this dude is coming too.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looking for Sumner.
Yeah.
And we're all like,
we're just trying to skate.
We didn't know that guy. And then I was like, I could go up there now that he's gone. I could go up there, but I was like, the vibes are just killed.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then we get to the house finally after Sumner's been there for like 20 minutes and we get there and he's all, I had to do it, right? I had to do it. Like, I didn't want to, but I had to do that, right? He was going to hit me. And I was like, yes, you're good.
Good, right.
But in my head, I was like, you kind of prematurely headbutted this dude in the face.
I always trip out on headbutts. Because you think it would hurt you to headbutt. You know what I mean? Like, it's a weird thing.
It's funny because, like, when I was, like, in my little shit phase, I was... Oh, you filmed... You shot it. But I would always test Sumner. Like, fuck with him. Like, you know? And I would kind of, like, jab him.
Okay.
And then he'd... You know, because he's a lethal person.
Yeah. He's like a black belt.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would mess with him until he tried to chase me. And then he could never catch me. But... I would run away and then be gone for like an hour and things would cool down.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
But yeah, those man, Sumner is so awesome.
He's great. He's a great dude. Let's get a couple more quotes.
Okay,
can we find a good? Because we need a couple good ones for this.
Okay, that was Sumner. Toya, he was talking about back in the day stuff, and he'd be like, "Tim, background horror every time.
Man, you know what, man? This has been great.
You know what, though? I feel like we're missing something right now.
Are we? What are we missing?
Hey, Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Prince.
Oh, he's coming over.
Yeah. There he is. Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
There's Princess.
Look at him.
Yeah. Say hi, Prince. You hear him? Oh, yeah. It's good?
Oh, he gives you kisses.
Yeah, good boy. Oh. You see his Kevlar vest? I got this specially made.
Especially for your...
Yeah. He don't like to be held like this, but...
Oh, he doesn't?
He likes to be held like this.
Oh, there you go.
Prince,
he makes a lot of noise. Look at his eyes. So bugged out.
He's just happy to be here, that's why.
I know. Yeah. We're happy to have him here.
Good boy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good dog.
He's like my little heartbeat, you know?
It's your little heartbeat.
Yeah. He sheds a lot, but...
Ernie Torres,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The man, the myth, the legend. Ernie Just Torres.
The regular guy.
Earn dog.
What else you got going on in your life?
Me and my friends are like making this little homie video.
Homie video?
Yes.
Okay.
My friend Chris and Eddie and I. Eddie, he's been like getting the video like sponsored by GoPro. And,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. How does he do that? We can't even get a sponsor over here. Doing a homie video.
We don't really bug anyone for
that. That's true.
Yeah, I don't know how he got it, but
Are you filming with GoPros?
We're filming with GoPros and iPhones.
Oh, wow.
As crazy as that sounds, but the iPhone
works
camera
great.
Is crazy.
Yeah, it's you know? So good, yeah.
And, we're having so much fun doing it. Like, we've been filming for, like, the past few months, and I think deadline is, like, October?
Oh, you have a deadline?
We have a deadline
so
because...
you get it pretty serious.
Kind of, yeah.
You have I think, or else it'll just keep going and going and going, right? Well, you set a date.
We kind of want to premiere on Eddie's birthday, and it's in October.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, we're just having so much fun doing it. And, like, it's not, like, the craziest, like, I'm kind of, like, going for it because I want this to be sick, you know, like, but they are, too. Don't get me wrong, but they're not professional skateboarders,
there you go.
You know?
Right.
But they're really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it's, like, really fun, like, seeing them, like, it's kind of fun filming them. Like when I'm filming them, like it's like pretty sick.
Right.
And it's like, I feel like I'm encouraging them too.
Yeah.
Like, cause I know they're like capability.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have more faith in them sometimes than they do in themselves.
Yeah.
Because they're not so used to being behind the camera.
Sure.
Or being in front of the camera.
Yeah. We all know this, but it's nice to have the guy behind the camera giving the encouragement, because a lot of the times we feel bad that we're trying this trick for fucking 6 hours or whatever.
Man. And like, wasting your time.
Wasting your time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, it's rad to hear Raj or Ty, or like, you know, Ty is always like super encouraging. Not really.
Yeah.
No. Raj is always
Chris,
like,
come on, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's you too. Like, you know what it's like to be in front
that's
of the camera.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that helps. Too
that encouragement, you know, it's nice.
I mean, Roger's a skater too, though, you know. So
I'm not saying.
No,
but
I know.
Raj is a very he encourages too, but yeah.
No,
are you a good filmer? Think good,
dude. I mean, I keep
coming
it centered.
Through?
I keep it centered.
Okay, that's all that matters.
Not chop off anyone's heads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're in the shot.
Okay,
you're in the shot, and then it's not shaky. It's well.
How are you filming with a GoPro? Are you usually just the iPhone? Or are you getting down in there with?
I'm kind of usually just the iPhone, but Chris is good at the GoPro because there's like, you know,
yeah,
they got the whole like kit.
Yeah. The stick. So, and
yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right.
I've never filmed with a stick.
Raj, you film with the stick?
Fuck no.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, back to this video. It's gonna be sick, I think, because we have like the montages are like full of sick homies. Like, I mean, I skate with like Tony Tave and like David Reyes,
so
you guys
sick.
Know those guys, you know, and like Windsor, like all these people have like clips in the montages.
That's right.
I think the montages are gonna be just as sick as like, you know, like the whole
that's
video.
Really?
And Tave,
just having Tony Tave.
Oh my
Tave
God.
Goes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes in. He that dude is
gifted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's not
very,
good. He's gifted.
Very fucking talented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still hucking too, dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's
just
incredible.
Just like the best of them.
Well, I would love to get a trick in that. Thank you.
I mean, dude.
I mean, you can rip it off the YouTube.
If you don't get a trick for it, that'll make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I encourage all of you guys, even you, Roger.
Roger's been killing it on the curbs, bro.
Yeah?
slappies.
Have you been
shit?
Going and skating with him? The curb?
No, because he goes to these red curbs. I don't really. Me and Kelly really don't like those things, huh? Yeah, but if Roger really. Love, he kills it.
I can
bro.
Do like keep I can do
low
like
maintenance.
Low maintenance. Yeah.
I can do like 5 slappy tricks, and then I'm like really bored. Like, no, not yeah. bored, but like I wish I could do more, but I can't. So yeah. it's kind of like, let's just go skate some. Ledges or stairs or a flat bar or right, something like right. that.
Just go jump down somewhere.
I feel like I'll learn that stuff when I can't ollie anymore or something, you know?
You say that now until you get to that point, you're all, damn, I don't even know where to start over yeah, here.
Right. I'll start somewhere. I'll get to relearn just, again,
just,
you know?
Just ollie to it at that yeah. point. Just ollie to the curbs.
Ollie. Oh, man. Well, dude, I can't wait for that. So you said maybe in October, maybe not. We'll
yeah,
see.
I feel
hopefully.
Like, I feel like we're doing good with
doing
the,
good. Okay.
Yeah.
Just put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be really rad to see a whole homie video like iPhone, GoPro. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, that's pretty sick.
I know. I'm like, I'm stoked for like Eddie and Chris.
Yeah.
Know? And like Tony and Baby J and all those dudes for that sure. are going to be in the montages. Yeah.
Man. Cool. We got a name for it yet?
Dude, loosely. I think it's going to be called Still Rolling.
Still Rolling.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like after that. All these years.
After all these. How long have you been skating? What do you think?
20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started at 13.
13. Been pro for...
21. 20. Well, no, I turned when I was 21.
Okay, 21.
Yeah.
So, 13,
pro. 14, I've been pro the whole time, baby.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 8 minus 20.
13 years.
13 fucking years, man.
Is that what it is?
Huh? Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm going, oh, off, wait, your,
you
I'm going off your lead.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 12 years then.
Yeah.
12 fucking years.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Dude, this has been a blessing the whole time.
It's
dude.
Fun, man. You know, as long as we're having fun and...
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, if you're not having fun... doing anything what's don't a, do it
don't do it
yeah
what's the point
hold on did we just go through this whole interview without mentioning Jim Thebo
no we mentioned him
we did
yeah
when
we were talking remember I asked you if you ever met
oh
Jim
yes
Thebo?
Okay.
I mean
but we didn't really to... get into it because I really didn't
no
I was Jason Ferris so
that's right
Jim man that dude I mean he gets spoken about every time I feel like and
it's crazy
you know and
yeah
I'm going to be the next one to do it. He's the man.
He's the man.
Oh,
he's
of course. Like, of course.
Can we,
he does so much for
Godfather
skateboarding.
Godfather of skateboarding?
God. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I said he was like the Santa Claus of skateboarding.
Whoa.
Like,
what are you trying to say about Jim?
He gives gifts to everyone, dude. He's fucking.
Well, first thing people think of Santa is the weight, though.
That's true.
And then the gifts are second because not everybody
and
gets
his funny
gifts.
Outfit is third.
Dude, he is the opposite of Santa fat-wise, okay? Okay. Yeah, but he gives gifts to everyone, dude.
I'd say he's the godfather.
He's the man. He'll never come on the show.
he's going to give me shit probably for bringing his name up, but...
He'd say, you know what? Jim's just... He's such a humble dude, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he wants credit for anything, really. I don't know.
Well, he deserves it.
He deserves everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, listen, man. This has been amazing. Kelly.
Of course.
Please bless our buddy here. Our good friend.
What size?
Medium.
Ernie Torres with a nice 9 Club product. Oh, thank you, Kelly. Here we go. Look at this. We got the new Switch Flip Manny mug that just came into stock. There you go.
Yes.
There's a, what are you doing? There's a unstructured hat right there, 9 Club, and a nice Schmedium 9 Club black t-shirt.
Let's not forget... Brody.
Oh, mm-hmm. He's pulling out his Russell Westbrook bobblehead. OKC.
He's the man.
OKC.
Yeah,
you got the hat on. You got the,
You got a rep, man. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That's our team.
Maybe one day they'll win the championship.
Hey.
We'll see.
I think I heard some
trade rumors.
Maybe the LeBron's coming, I think, this offseason.
Oh, but that's everywhere.
But they think they're coming here.
Lakers, the whole fucking
I really
thing.
Don't think LeBron's coming here, but you know what? We got in Russ, we trust.
In Russ, we trust. There you go. In Big Earn, we learn.
You did today.
I don't know.